The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Dr. Randy Short, and I am proudly so called a Black Russian, and if I'm a bot, I'm a proud bot, and I do it because I love it, because I love this country, I love the unborn, I like borders, I like real citizenship, I like affordable gas and food, and so do you. Everybody out there, lend me your ears. In fact, I'm calling all Americans. In fact, I'm calling all white people, calling all white people, calling all black people. Everybody, yellow, black, and white, to the pretty in God's sight that walk under the sun and the stars and the sky of America. We are in the battle for our future and our children's future. And it can't be trusted to identity politics and to a CCP side piece of an indolent mayor, and whatever, and also this governor, oh my God, I call him bald. We can't let come swallow and bald. I like that, a bald and come swallow. Be the dynamic duo that take America down and under. They've had 4 years. This country has fallen faster. It took the Romans 1,000 years. Biden has done it, and like almost 48 months. Come on, people. It's 40. It was 40 some odd months. It's got to stop, and it stops with you. Open your ears. Open your mind. I hear that there's a caller from Arizona, and I hope he's supporting that woman, Lake. Man, is she smart. Man, is she pretty. Man, is she fierce. Man, does she fight. I wish all the women in politics fought like Miss Lake does. She knows how to talk to those fake news journalists. Brady. Are you there, Brady?
Yeah, good morning, Randy. How are you doing there, comrade?
Hey, man, I am great. You support Lake, don't you? Please say you support her. Please.
Oh, no, I've been behind Carrie Lake for probably about 10 years. She used to be a news journalist on the TV here in Phoenix, Arizona, and she was just on last week. I love the lady. She will be president someday. I'm not sure what year, but she will be the president of the United States one day. And the thing is, she goes after those people on the TV here in Arizona, and if you watch any Phoenix TV station out here, it is 100% Democrat. And in this state, I've been here many, many years now, probably 15 years since I've been in Arizona. I still haven't seen one Joe Biden sign. Yet Arizona, at the end of the elections, always somehow ends up going blue for the Democrats. Again,
can I tell you something? Can I tell you something true? Before the election in 2020, I went up to New York. And if you take the bus from Washington to New York, tells you I'm pretty average, you have to go through Delaware. You go the entire length of Delaware. I didn't see one Biden sign in the entire state of Delaware. I saw Trump signs. I didn't see one Biden sign. And I want to tell you something. Even in Delaware, a certain number of votes had to be given to Trump that Biden had taken. Something else I'm going to say to you about Biden that makes me so angry. Do you know that they lynch people in Delaware, blacks, that they're death squads? Did you know that Delaware is one of the blackest states in the country? The people are completely abject poor. It's as bad as Mississippi, but you'll never hear about it. Most people don't know when you hear about the Brown versus Board of Education case. They're always talking about the Deep South states. People don't know that the Delaware schools were part of the Brown case because of extreme segregation. In fact, Delaware was one of the last states in the Union to outlaw slavery. It's a very, 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 very bigoted place. And Biden, even at the country club he's a member of, they have a catchment pond, and two black kids have died in it. Instead of them putting up a fence, they just left it there. And in fact, they went after the mother of one of the kids who died in the pond. I mean, Delaware, I'm not putting Delaware down. I just want you to know that when you say you didn't see any signs, I believe you. Now, bring it. Come on, you were talking. I cut you off, but I just want you to know I hear you. Keep going. You're making me feel good, Brady. Esther.
Yes, hello, Randy.
Yes. I hope you like the Esther.
What is your last name, Randy?
My last name is Short.
Short, okay. Randy
like
Short.
Like Bobby Short, the guy that was living with Anderson Cooper's mom, Bobby Short, supposedly cousin.
Okay, I wouldn't know about that, but okay. All
I
right.
Wouldn't either.
My. What okay. A mess, Bryn, don't you think? Total
yes,
mess.
And you're in Washington with the people.
Yes.
I've got a cousin up there who drives the bus, who sends me pictures of just all these people laid out on drugs downtown.
Oh.
And people just, I mean, this, and that's Black Lives Matter, excuse me. Oh my God! I mean,
Black Lives Matter at its best, you know.
Oh no! Well, I can't stand Black Lives Matter, and I'm going to give you a little confession. The one that wears the nose ring that looks like one of the Pompalolo Bulls with the weave on,
okay.
Patrice Galores. I think her stepfather's a cousin of mine. When I was doing, mm-hmm. I'm all into genealogy, and when I ran across the fact that my great-grandmother's uncle was named Galores, like Patrice Galores. I started cursing in the National Anthem because I didn't want it. Just, God, I don't want to be. But that felt like sort of like a white bigot. They find out they have black family members that's stealing all the watermelons. I'm like, God, I don't want you, right? I was so happy to find out she was a stepdaughter. I just didn't want any connection to Black Lives Matter. I've done everything I could to fight them. I want to tell you one story, and then I'll let you talk. I promise. You know,
okay.
There was this film called Black, White, and Blue that you can catch on Vimeo. And I did a dropkick assault to tear down Black Lives Matter. And as a result, they blocked the film from being seen in the film festivals because I talked about them like the trash commie coons
Good.
That they were. Okay?
Good for you.
And you should have been there at the theater. They have this theater in Silver Spring, downtown Maryland. It's a city just north of Washington. It's a silver theater. And all the local Washington, D.C. leadership of Black Lives Matter was threatening a guy by the name of Curtis Schoon to take me out of the film. It's just, you know how much he hates us. And I was in the audience saying, yes, I hate you guys. I really hate you. And it says he's been trying to destroy us, which I've done my best to attack them. And mm-hmm. and your film won't go anywhere because they're Short. And he says Short stays. So not many people have seen the film, but you can. Now go ahead. I'm just excited.
Oh, no, thank you.
My uncle lives in Olympia. And I'm certain
nice.
That my uncle, who's a Vietnam vet and served until recently, so he's in the Army like 50 years. My cousins that are there are appalled by the
yes.
liberals there and the schools where the kids would have to read and write. You mean to tell me that black slaves could read and write secretly back 160 years ago and they can't read after 9 years in the public school system out there. Those folks deserve to be hung. And don't tell me black kids, we can skate backwards to do stuff with skateboards that can't read. That's crap. Make them do it. And make everybody do it. How are we going to compete in the information age if we're all morons?
Yeah, I know. I was at the dentist yesterday, and while waiting for the dentist, I bring my little book with me, and it's all the quotes from Louis L'Amour, and he's an awesome writer. And one of them, and the attendant, I looked at her, and I said, you know what? You remind me of this little quote Louis L'Amour said, and what he said, and what the quote was is, "You are the type of woman a man can walk beside." Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah,
that's just And she says, "Oh, I don't read."
I thought you were going to say, "I'm not a woman."
Yeah.
That's what
she was very pretty, very nice, but see, she doesn't. People don't read anymore. They don't have the capability of sitting down, quieting their mind, concentrating on words, seeing the picture, understanding the picture, understanding the wisdom to carry them on to the next page, because they can't anymore. Those circuits are dead. It's very dangerous where we're living in with this.
It's dangerous if we have all these morons, because those are the same kinds of people that would vote for a cackling slut like a come swallow. And by the way, I want to tell you the goodness. Yes, this is a slut. I went to school with her. I mean, this is no secret. And I went to school with Obama, and it's alleged he was sexually harassing the Jewish guys in the staff of the Harvard Law Review. I mean, I'm so tired of the fake black people who aren't honest. We've got scum, high and low. And and stop defending them. Stop defending. I didn't want Floyd George to die, but dude was a drug dealer. I don't like the optics. I don't like any of that. But my brother, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. If you deal with a wicked life, a wicked end comes to you. Not that I want anybody killed or hurt by police. I'm not sanctifying anything. But, yeah, we've got too many morons. And let me tell you, Kamala's such a cluster screw. Do you know they were offering the same things that they give to the illegals, food and money? They gave people money to go to the rally that she had in Atlanta. That's why she had the slut who I hope Megan Thee Stallion is really a female. They had women twerking, but they had homeless people fill the thing up. That's why you only saw the front of Kamala Harris's rally, because you may have seen a whole bunch of broke black folks with no sign.
When you see Kamala talking or even Biden, you don't see the crowd. They don't pan the crowd.
They don't have the crowd. The only clientele they have are the people they've slept with or the kids they've molested. That's the only crowd they've got. I mean, come on, I'm tired of this. I'm sick and tired. Nobody. I live in D.C., and the people here, because of their federal jobs, are for Biden. But really, I mean, come on. Donald Trump is popular. Even if you hate him, you know who he is. I mean, Biden, are you kidding me? You saw the movie Animal House, and it was shot in Oregon State. Remember the character Stork from Animal House?
Actually, I've never watched Animal House.
Anybody seen Animal House? There's a character that's really ignorant that's a part of the fraternity that John Belushi is in, and his name is Stork. And he walked just like Joe Biden. It just blew my mind. You know, the things that you see that are wild, like, have you noticed that Kamala Harris' stepdaughter looks like the IRA militant named Bobby Sands that Margaret Thatcher assassinated? I mean, look at the stepchild. I mean, there's something wrong in the Imhoff family. Even Kamala Harris's little girl looks like a grown
man. Yeah, I wouldn't know about that, Randy, because I
I'm telling you. Look up Bobby Sands. Just look at B-O-B-B-Y-S-A-N-D-S. Get a picture, and then look for Kamala Harris's daughter. She looks like a boy. She looks like a young Bobby Sands. I hope she doesn't have the same thing. I mean, just all of these awful people, and there's something wrong with that governor, the one that wants tampons the boys from, that wants kids' genitalia hacked off. He thinks that that's helping somebody. How cutting my willy off, how's it going to help me? Especially if I think it's going to grow back. Like, these kids probably think they have regenerative things like an insect. Not so. When they do a double mastectomy or if they cut your thing off, it doesn't come back. And they give these women these horrible, it looks like a dead snapping turtle type, I guess, you know, ding-a-ling. And then they all want to commit suicide. And there are a lot of these mass killers. All these people have been lied to and deceived. They're mentally ill.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Crazy. He's crazy. Look at his youngest son. I would love to look at the hard drive of a former Governor Wolf. I wish I could see. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, Mr. Short, thank you for doing what you're doing. It's not an easy job, that's for sure. But when I started hearing about Haiti, you know, I realized that the blindness has existed in some countries for millennium, millennium, and that country is India. Now, in India, they have a caste system.
Yes, they do.
And the top are known as the Brahmins, or we could call the Indian elitist Brahmins. Now, in the Brahmin belief system that is accepted by all Hindus and other people of India, and this has been going on for thousands and thousands of
3,500 years. And by the way,
when a Brahmin man commits adultery anytime he wants with women, men, young girls, and young boys, and it is considered holy because the Brahmin holy writings say that a Brahmin's insemination is a blessing.
And this is what Mahatma Gandhi did. He messed with children and everything, and yet they make him out to be the liberator of everybody, and Martin Luther King was a Gandhi.
Now, I don't know about that.
I'm telling you what I know.
You'd have to quote the source.
No. So, anyone that can go into Google can look and find out that Mahatma Gandhi, aside from the fact that, you know, he wasn't that kind to his wife, was involved in the Bambata War, killing black Africans, so all this stuff. Gandhi's been built up. He's not what you think he is. And I want to mention to you, in the Hindu mythology or their creation or the ideology, whatever you want to call it, or the creation myth, the lower class people, the untouchables, the sutras, back the N-words of India, right? People like me, basically, we come out of God's buttocks. Isn't that funny that Kamala Harris is a Brahmin and she's claiming a black identity when in her own culture we're seen as filth out of God's behind? This is why
you're going to see her claim. You're going to see her claim all races of the world pretty soon.
No, she's not. Once she gets in, she'll dump. This has happened in Guyana and Trinidad. There's a long history of how the Brahmin Hindus deal with black people. Okay, it's a problem. It's a global problem. And you'll find out the no-good trash black secret society people in this boule, they are down with it. This is why you will see a statue of Gandhi, not Jesus Christ, on the grounds of Martin Luther King's Ebenezer Church. This is part, in fact, Gandhi hated black people. In fact, what Gandhi wanted to do, and this is something that you need to know about in India, when the people that were the untouchables, this whole thing about Gandhi fasting for Indian independence, that's what you were told, is a lie. The reason that Gandhi fasted was the untouchables, the, pardon my language, the niggers of India, right, wanted to get their share in the representative government when India became independent. They were led by an Indian untouchable named Ambedkar, who lived in Harlem and learned from black Americans in part how to fight against racism. This is something you're not taught. Okay.
Well, that's another deep dive we better go into.
Ambedkar organized the untouchables to say, we want a percentage of power to look out for ourselves after 3,500 years of being enslaved to these Brahmins, right? And what happened, Gandhi said to Ambedkar, you guys are to only do what we tell you to do, like the Democratic Party says to black Americans. And when Ambedkar says, no, it's our opportunity to pull ourselves up, Gandhi said, I'm going to fast, and if I die, they're going to mass murder you people at the bottom caste. And that's why Gandhi fasted. And when Ambedkar didn't want to see the mass death of the untouchable, the blacks, should I say, in India, he gave in. It's called the Pune Pact. Okay, I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
So Gandhi's a fraud. And, in fact, Gandhi said, a lot of people teach you, oh, well, Gandhi honored those people by calling them Harijan. Jan, you hear the word genocide, Indo-European, so that means people. Hari means God, God's people. But if you really understand, it's a double entendre. Those were the temple prostitutes, the people to be screwed by the Brahmins. So you basically call the people trick-hole sluts. And that's supposedly an upgrade from being a pariah or a paria or an untouchable or a pachima. I was an activist with the untouchable community for, or should I say the Dalit community, for many years. Okay.
Well, can I say something before I go? Okay. We don't have to go to India to get enlightened. You've already enlightened us about India. Thank you so very much.
Do I have anybody else? And if not, I'm telling y'all the real talk. If Kamala Harris becomes president, we're going to have this caste system all over this country. American people have no idea how blessed we are to have Donald Trump standing in the gap, being falsely accused. And I want to say something about these no-good black mafia boule people. Every time you see a prosecutor or judge, and they're black, they're in one of those secret societies. They do not represent black Americans. They're making people who like Donald Trump think that black people have a conspiracy against Donald Trump. It's a lie. Donald Trump was really good to black people in New York. Donald Trump would extend loans and credit to people when no one else could get it. He got awards from everybody. I don't like the Central Park situation. I don't like a thing or two that Donald Trump did. But on an average, if that's all you can point to, Donald Trump comes out okay. And what Donald Trump's friends need to do is remind people that Donald Trump is the only president since, really, Johnson. And what he wanted to do was greater than what Johnson. Johnson simply wanted to cool the cities off from the riot. Donald Trump had the Platinum Plan, put together by grassroots black Americans to put money in our communities, not for us to waste, but to build up businesses to become a strong link in the chain that makes America. We need that Platinum Plan enhanced and brought back. And I challenge people that like Trump and want to see him win to tell everyone, because the boule, people like that no good Roland Martin, all of those people like that Rachel Scott, and all those people like Whoopi Goldberg that you see on TV, or Don Woman, or Gone Woman, all of these people you see on TV who do not speak for black people, they're against the rank and file ordinary people that Donald Trump was trying to lift up. And they're afraid if they learn about the Platinum Plan, if they learn about the criminal justice reform, if they learn that Donald Trump went to black leadership right there in the White House and asked, how can I be an effective president for black Americans? And he was told by some cruddy black Republicans, don't do anything, just help everybody. When we've got special needs, let's just be honest. I'm not ashamed. When you go through slavery, you go through sharecropping, you go through discrimination, you're going to have to do some remedial work to catch up because you're often held back. Donald Trump got that. Donald Trump tried. They stole the election from him, and they stole a lot of people's future. Come on, y'all. Are we going to let this liar, this woman, in fact, there's a good case. Anybody that wants to know the heart of Kamala Harris needs to look up a young woman by the name of Maitrice, M-I-T-R-I-C-E, Richardson, a black debutante who was disappeared. They found her body horribly dismembered. Kamala Harris campaigned that she would do stuff to find out who did it, and she laughed in the faces of the family of the decedent. And I have another friend. Her name is Reverend Denise Johnson. Her son, Gregory Johnson, was murdered by his frat brothers. They made it out to be a suicide. His cadaver sodomized. Kamala Harris obstructed justice. She would lose things. People need to understand that there were horrible things. Children raped by the Archdiocese of San Francisco, and she covered up. This woman's wicked. You look at the black homeless in Los Angeles, they got a lot of them got bad loans from the banks of Kamala Harris. Quietly made certain that they didn't have to do right. When you see a lot of people in Skid Row, some of them with jobs, that's the handiwork of Kamala Harris. She's corrosive. She's a cancer. She's an STD with the cackle. We know about the warts on Donald Trump, but we also saw him be president for 4 years. We know about peace. We know about enough food. We know that they put this COVID out and set him up and put him in a situation where he had to put up with trying to make a good face of this game that the pharmaceuticals and Fauci and all the other globalists put on him. And now they're going to blame him for he made the people die. What about the people who made this experimental whatever it is that all these people have and dropping dead and having hysterectomies and what is it, spontaneous abortions and so forth, and people dying everywhere, having heart attacks and myocarditis. I want to tell everybody my personal story about Donald Trump. That Donald Trump got a letter from myself and two other black ministers, and on the strength of us asking, Donald Trump made hydroxychloroquine available as an option if people didn't trust the shot. He tried. I know a lot of people who died. I have one friend, Keisha, in Brooklyn. She had like 28 members of her family die in like a year. They all were vaccinated. This would have happened had there not been such a hatred putting people's hearts and minds against Donald Trump. Come on. Somebody tell me, was he really that bad? Was it as bad as it is right now? Were the cities as violent? Were people stealing everything? Was everything disappearing? Carjacking here and what? Carjacking people, military people, police.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
We are back, and I've got a legend. A human rights legacy, a educator, a writer, a thinker, a scholar, an alumnus of the American Gulag, fighting for human rights and justice. I have the Black Writers Guild founder and a person with Black commentator and a person that was in the original and only true Black Panthers and the Republic of New Africa and all these other wonderful things that a lot of you have probably been miseducated about. I have none other than Brother Larry Pinckney, born in Baltimore, raised in the Washington, D.C. area, and he's been active for 60 years on behalf of freedom. If he could get a few thousand dollars for all that he's been through, he'd be richer than Bill Gates. Welcome, Brother Larry, to the Power Hour, and I'm the substitute journalist or whatever I am, and I'm here just fighting against Kamala Harris. Please help me.
Well, thank you, Dr. Brother Randy Short. Thank you very much. First and foremost, I want to give my love and strength in memory of the late, great, incredible, wonderful, amazing, and I mean and meant every word that I said, Joyce Riley, Captain Joyce Riley, Captain, U.S. Air Force, retired. Joyce, I know you're watching us. I know you're listening to us. And I know that you know that we love you. We love you and we love the audience of the Power Hour. We love all that you and our brothers and sisters with the Power Hour have done and are continuing to do. That's the first thing I really want to say. Every day, Joyce is in my heart. Every day. And the listeners to the Power Hour, you know, I'm going to say that we show our faith by our works. James chapter 2, verse 26, that faith without works is dead. So let's be alive. Let's not be dead. Let's be alive. There's so much work to be done. The lies and the distortions and the constant subterfuge that all of us as Americans, as U.S. citizens, be we Black, white, brown, red, yellow, we are all of us U.S. citizens, and we must fight, struggle. And I'm not talking about violence for the crooks out there that will try to distort what I and others are saying, but we must struggle to regain our republic. We must do this. At stake is everything. So, you know, Brother Randy, what's on your mind? Tell me, and I'll respond. And it's good to hear your voice.
I'm here, and I've got an audience. I hope they call in. The number is 844-769-2944. I'm trying to raise the awareness to the existence of the Black Little League Skull and Bones, a.k.a. the Boule, and how these crooked Black globalists are trying to create a race war while stealing over 90% of the income that comes to the Black community, blaming the mass impoverishment of Black Americans on whites while they steal everything that whites give to try to help Black people. They're also attacking Donald Trump, where these people are waging war. They are part of a corrosive cancer, and people's eyes need to open up. It needs to matter if there's a Black mafia. It's as dangerous as an Italian mafia, and it should be investigated. When these people control polling stations, and they're the ones that were behind the votes being stolen in Georgia and in Chicago, that this needs to be known that Donald Trump and Ms. Lake, they aren't wrong. Mr. Lindell isn't wrong. There's a conspiracy of secrecy in Milwaukee and in Detroit, and we need to say it. It's Black criminal, anti-patriotic, anti-family, anti-human people doing this, and we're here to denounce them the same way that other people have called out the swamp that are in other groups in this country.
They are part of the swamp. They are an integral part of the swamp. They, in fact, are part of the foundation of the swamp. We need to, all of us, irrespective of our color, our pigmentation, our gender, we need to call it out for what it is. Call it out for what it is. You're absolute. I'm proud of you that you're putting it out there, because our brothers and sisters need to know what time it is. And I'll tell you, it's time for us to unify. To unify. You know, they tried to murder, to assassinate Mr. Trump. That's right. That's right. And you know what? They're going to try again. They've done everything they can to assassinate his personality, to assassinate his credibility, to everything. So what we need to know is that means what? It means we're right on target. It means that the globalists... All right. It means that the globalists are bound and determined because their backs are against the wall. They're like wild animals. Okay.
And can I tell and, you something? Can I mention this? Something that really makes me angry, and I've got to say it like it is. Where that's why a lot of people listening need to know. There are a lot of folks supporting Trump that you've been told. We know nigger treatment when we see it. And this man's been treated like he's less than a nigger for years. And we're furious about it. We understand it. And we're pissed.
That's right. That's right. As well we should be. And we have to put it out there to all of our brothers and sisters. They want to act like, oh, this is a white thing. No, this is not a white thing. This is a people thing. All of us as U.S. citizens. This is the thing to regain our republic. We're not perfect. We're not claiming to be. But we're a damn sight better than these scummy, lowlife, lying, despicable so-called Democrats who are not democratic. They're undemocratic. And we need to understand that.
You know, there's a resistance in our community because, you know, the Boule, they did it to us really bad. I never knew there were so many morons in our community until O'Faga became president. Yeah, you know you know who I'm talking about, Obama for you guys.
Of course,
That's what you call him, O'Faga. And y'all, everybody should call him that. That's all he's been pushing since he's been out here. We're sick and tired of that. People need to eat. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you do it standing on your head or hanging from the ceiling. We need food. We need housing. We need jobs. We need borders. We need unity. We need international peace and security. And these people talk about whacking off private parts on babies. They're talking about all this stuff that nobody needs. And this is brought to us, and I believe he's still pulling the strings and he likes pulling things. That's why he used to be at the Man's Country, a bathhouse in Chicago. I'm glad they knocked it down. They need to knock him down, too. We've got to wake up and think big. And it doesn't matter if everybody likes me. What matters is that we live in harmony and coexistence in a country. Because when the illegals come across the border, and I've worked with the illegals, they see themselves as immigrants first. They're united against us. The people coming here who don't have documentation all have that criminal connection that they're linked. They don't like you, whether you're black, white, yellow, you're a citizen. I just came out of the hospital, and the way I was treated was shameful. Dude left blood all over my sheets and was mad when I said it was unhygienic. Like, who was I to not want bloody sheets? And he wasn't white. No, he wasn't a white person. This was an African. Don't tell me about. I'm sick and tired of hearing about black and white. We need to talk about citizen and non-citizen. Those are the two races.
And brother, the bottom line is that the so-called Democrats, I keep saying so-called because they're not Democratic, but their game has been the same for a very long time, and it's called divide and conquer. It's
and
called
the nasty ones too.
anything that they can do. All right? They want to hone in on identity politics instead of honing in on our republic. Want to hone in on something? Hone in on our republic. Make that first and foremost the most important thing for us as a people. And I say people, I'm talking about citizens, black, white, brown, red, yellow, all, and all have pigmentation. I was listening to a program just yesterday. And they said, well, people of color, everybody's a person of color. Give me a break.
Isn't that stupid? I mean, and there are no real white people. This is outrageous. You know, when I was in the hospital, one of the nurses couldn't believe I was watching Fox News. She's losing her mind. And she found as a Trump supporter. I thought I was going to get poisoned. And I told her, I mean, can't we talk? And I told her, do you know, you look exactly like my great-great-grandmother, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not afraid of you. You don't move. You're not frightening to me. And she was just so mad. I mean, in fact, when I saw her in the hallway, it was driving people mad, okay? But we've got to understand who's got our back. We as citizens have to have each other's back. A president is limited, but we need people's movements. The republic was established because there was a movement of patriots to become a nation. We've got to get back into the business of engagement and demand and take what it is that is ours. And stop acting like when someone gets elected that they're kings and queens, like that drunkard Nancy Pelosi, or that embarrassing tar baby Uncle Tom Clyburn. I call him Clyburn.
Or Maxine Waters. Endless list that won't be missed. Go ahead, brother.
The biggest problem with Maxine Waters is she doesn't have a wig for her face.
Yeah. Well, you know, she ought to pay the family of James. I won't even go there. The family of James Brown. But anyway, that's another thing. My point that I want to emphasize, and then I'm going to get off because I'm sure there are people that want to call in, is I want to again emphasize my love and strength to the audience of the Power Hour, to the great crew of the Power Hour, to Catherine in particular of the Power Hour, all right, to the listeners who make it happen along with the crew. And I want to say, in conclusion, for now, stay strong, carry on, gird your hips, as the Bible says, gird your hips. In other words, continue. Now's the time to intensify. Do not be disunited. Do not cower. Do not. Now is the time to intensify. We are up against a very demonic people. And this is not a color thing. It's way worse than that. We've got to realize if somebody's got an illness, in order to effectively deal with that illness, we must first say we have it. Then we know how to deal with it, to eradicate it, to get rid of it. So having said that, my brother, I'm going to let you go. Much love again in the name of the late, great Joyce Riley. Much love to the audience. Much love to you, my brother. All right, I'm going to let you go. It's been great hearing your voice, and I'll continue to listen to the show. And I hope folks will get fired up or stay fired up and give some calls in to you. All right, my brother?
Yes, sir. I've got probably a minute and a half, but I want to say to everybody listening that this is Dr. Randy Short. You can always email me if I'm talking too fast and you want me to send you something.
You can email me at wrandyshort@gmail.com. I repeat, wrandyshort@gmail.com. And I don't know if I could do that, but people who like me doing research, you can always reach out. There's always something that we can do. As for the people on my platform, you know that I always love support. You can always help out through $ Dr. Randy Stewart. That's Cash App, and you know that my Gmail account is my Zelle and my PayPal. I want to thank all of my supporters listening on my network, but I want to thank the Power Hour. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Catherine, I thank you. I thought I'd never hear from anybody. What did I do? How did I lose them? I thought we were cool. And I stand on what I said on this network 5 years ago. Kamala Harris is the Cruella de Vil of identity politics. I warn people time and time again that she's a dangerous person. She's pushing a radical socialistic Hindu ideology. All Americans will suffer, but in particular, because of the religious connotations in Hinduism, black people who are being used as a Trojan horse to take power will be the underclass that I want to receive. In her religious worldview, we come out of God's rectum. That's right, we're actually human excrement. In Kamala Harris's religion, to even touch someone like us contaminates them. Wake up. And you know what? Say what you want about Christianity. You can get an abolitionist movement out of Christianity. You can get things that actually build colleges for black people out of Christianity. For all of its issues, there is no comparable thing that you can get from Hinduism in 3,500 years. Go figure. And before I'll be a slave, I'll put a Hindu candidate, a Hindu nominee's candidacy in its grave. Vote no against Kamala Harris. Vote no against that. Oh, my God, we got callers. David from Virginia. Go fast, David. I think my time's almost out.
Okay. What I wanted to try to say later right there. Around my neighborhood right there, I go to the grocery store, go out there doing any shopping anywhere. I get along with people right, just break up a conversation with, talk about the weather and everything else. They're all different colors and everything. We have a conversation right there. I don't know if it's just, you know, in the big cities where they're having a big problem or if it's, you know, That's all I want to say.
Now, I'll just say to you, the Democrats in control in the big city. The Democrats get power through ethnic mobilization, not for the improvement of that group, but to organize reliable blocks of voters. They need conflict and division for power. Now, there are Republicans called Lily White who have hijacked the Republican Party and drove the blacks out when people were working together. We need to do everything we can to help each other as citizens. But we need to understand that some people see division as a means to getting power, and those people are a threat to all of us. Okay, he said he was hanging up. So what? We got like 2 minutes. When does this cut off? Okay. I'm going to say this while I got this time before this goes off. Please, 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 in particular, calling all white Americans, all non-black Americans, to be aware of the existence of the black boule, boule spelled B-O-U-L-E. It is an evil, anti-democratic movement that uses the black masses for the benefit of a few. And they are anti-Republican, they're globalistic, and they're little league partners to the globalists that would strip us all of our rights. Open your eyes. They're the ones you see on television speaking for the 90% of us. When Donald Trump said black jobs, they knew what he said. they don't like the masses of people, black, who work jobs. And they tried to make Trump out to be a racist. These are the judges. These are the prosecutors. These people with an agenda separate from that of black people are representing themselves as being us and speaking for us, and they do not. The same way Kamala Harris is not a black American sister. She is a Hindu Tamil Brahmin from another group of people. They happen to be brown. Everybody's not black, and black isn't a color. As I said to you, or I didn't say to you, my ancestors, I'm a descendant of King Henry II of England. I have ancestors with slaves, Indians, Jews, all of that. Black can be of any color or complexion. How dare them inject this wicked woman, this whorish woman, into our community, and for her to bring Megan Thee Stallion twerking and doing harlotry to represent black women, to let you know she doesn't respect us or America or how she presents America to the world. I'm Dr. Randy Short. You can always reach me through wrandyshort@gmail.com. I believe I've used my time wisely, sir. May the Lord bless and keep you, and may his face shine upon you. And in November, vote for Donald Trump, 45 to be 47. Make us one nation with borders, with food that we can afford, and gas in our cars, and peace, and no crime in the streets. God bless you.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.